All right, we're going to get some beer on today, and we'll talk some basketball and some football and some stuff. Let's just do this. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio keeping us on air at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. So happy to be back down here. We'll be talking a lot about that in just a few minutes. But if you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. Should probably just text to that because we don't take phone calls when we're out on location. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975, and of course you can text the show to the main number. And it is a Friday Friday.
It's basically the coldest day ever. Let's get that off our chest.
It is.
This is not weather to be alive in. I mean, This is miserable.
I was walking in, and Voldemort told me, man, you look cold. Aren't you used to this? No, I'm not used to this.
I think because he realizes you were the only person I know that was alive in the Ice Age.
That's true.
So maybe you had some experience with it, but that was a long time ago.
No, but I had a very warm pet dinosaur.
That was a long time ago. People forget that, Fred. This is that's ancient history.
It's very weird because the times I go to Canada and it's cold, I don't feel like it's cold because I think it's mentally I know it's supposed to be, so it doesn't bother me. Dude, when I got out of my car here today, I was shivering. This is nuts. This is our one day of winter.
It sucks because it's kind of drizzly, too.
Yeah, you throw that
wetness in there. So it's not just cold. It's kind of rainy and cold. And it's, I don't know. It's supposed to freeze tonight, which.
Can't wait.
Ugh. And I'm after here, I'm going straight downtown. I'm going to a concert tonight. So by the time I get out of there, my wife said it's supposed to be like 20 degrees, 20-something degrees.
That's insane.
I don't know what number she said after 20. I just stopped when she said 20, and I was like, what? So she's like, be real careful on the roads. And I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah, this is the one time that those 500,000 signs around the city that say bridge may ice in cold weather.
Yeah.
They might actually have to pay attention
might
to
happen.
That for once.
But so this might be our last show. We both might die tonight.
We could. Although I'm going.
From old age, me from icy road conditions.
Well, that's true, and I'm probably going to go out with some friends and have a few tonight, so I could easily die.
Yeah. You're tilting things in death's favor.
All right. Well, we have our Deadpool participants, so hopefully I'll live long enough to actually draft my Deadpool team.
Yeah.
Can I draft myself?
No, that would be unfair.
Okay.
That would be unfair because then you could potentially influence your own death.
I'm only worth 48 points, though.
That's a lot of points.
That's not that much.
Dude, that's a lot of points. I mean, think about all the people who died this year. Most of them were older than you.
Yeah, but you would have had more than one of them, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
After all the people that did die. I mean,
I wonder, because I got the email from Jong. He said there's 9 people participating in our death pool. So, and my idea was nobody could have duplicates. But now we're getting to where, man,
we may have to have duplicates.
So,
well, I'll tell you what I'll do this weekend because my plan after tonight is I'm probably just going to plant my butt on the couch and drink and watch football all weekend. I will go and research the best way for us to do this with 9 people.
Okay.
Because it's not like where you can go on Yahoo and set up your fantasy league.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't gotten to that yet.
There might be a site. I haven't looked, but there might be a Deadpool site that we could actually.
It'd be nice if there was some website that would manage it for us, but that seems unlikely.
We are out here at Saloon Door Brewery, and you know when it's this cold, there's only one thing to do:
get drunk,
drink beer.
Oh, Yeah, that.
Especially,
what I mean.
Especially because I got all these great stouts down here. It's perfect stout weather. So come on down. I love coming down here. This is, I'd mentioned this before. I lived basically across the street for a couple of years, and it's so cool to see how much this has grown up. And I love this. I love this brewery. I love what they've done with it. And if you, we got a couple of things going on. If you come out tonight for the show, and then you come back tomorrow to watch the Texans game on one of these cool projector screens they have, then you're going to get your first beer on them.
That's not bad.
That's a pretty good deal, right? And we've got great giveaways for you today. Thanks to our friends over at Tent World, we have got gift cards that we're going to be doing in the 5 o'clock hour. And we have tickets for a game that's in town tomorrow that we're not allowed to mention who it is.
I got it.
But they play football, sort of. They don't have any offense.
Okay.
So it's,
and it's not the Dynamo.
It's not the Dynamo. Okay. It's American football.
American football.
We don't confuse these things now, AJ. It's American football.
Are they playing against a team with a drunk kicker?
Yes.
Okay. I know who you're talking about then. I know which game you're talking about.
Yeah, drunk.
You don't have to say it out loud.
Okay.
Well, I get it.
I can't say it out loud.
But we're giving away tickets to that game?
We've got two tickets.
Damn. Tent World?
Yeah, man, they're bringing it. So we're going to give those away. But I'm going to wait till after 5 o'clock to give everybody who's in their vehicles and heading.
Well, there are people who are mushing their sled dogs here right now, so let's give them a moment. I mean,
well, if you can't afford a snowmobile, that's your problem.
Oh, not everyone's a baller like you, Fred.
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm sorry. If you're still mushing sleds instead of using a snowmobile, then
some people are worried about their carbon footprint, and snowmobiles burn fossil fuels at an enormous rate. So.
Says a guy who drove his big truck down here.
Actually, I drove my wife's Honda down here.
Oh, and you didn't crash it?
I didn't crash it.
Oh, that's a first. Congratulations.
Yeah, I drove it because I'm going downtown, and which means I'm going to have to park downtown, which means at least if I've got a trunk, I'm less likely to have someone bust into the car window and steal my backpack.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, I was like, I got to take your car. I don't like driving it. But
and
I
and plus,
if
it gets broken into, it's hers. It's not yours. So there's
no,
that.
It's still my backpack, though.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's my stuff in there.
Cody says a different kind of cold between up north is here. The damp air down here makes 30 feel like about 10 in New York.
I don't know. I've been like,
see, I
think it's just because we're not used to it here.
No, and plus, it's always the weird thing about our weather is that we'll have like 5, 6, 7 days in a row. It was 80 a week and a half, and you get used to that, and then all of a sudden this just drops out of nowhere, and it's probably only going to last like a day, right? And then it disappears and goes back to 80.
I have a buddy on Facebook who lives in Iowa, who it was -8 where he was this morning, -20 with the wind chill. Can you even imagine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been in that. It's no fun.
When I was maybe 22, I bought a car from a guy in Iowa. I lived in Louisiana. And I bought the car sight unseen. It was a 69 Cadillac DeVille convertible. And it's a car I wanted, like, since I was a kid. That was the ride I wanted. And I had a job where I was working offshore, and I was single, so I was making way more money than I needed, and I couldn't spend it because I was out working all the time. So I would just come home, there was a ton of money in my bank. I was like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll buy that Cadillac. So I did. And I took a Greyhound bus from Lafayette to Des Moines, Iowa to pick up this car.
I bet that was a fun ride.
It was miserable, and it's the only time I've ever rode a Greyhound bus. It was not pleasant. It was in December, and I got there, and the car ran great. I was pretty pumped. There was only one problem, the guy said. The convertible top would not go up.
So you're buying a pure convertible.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here thinking, man, it sure would have been nice had you told me that before I took a Greyhound bus up here. I would have, and back then I couldn't have PayPal'd him, but I could have sent him a money order to have him get that fixed before I got there. Instead, I got there, I got the car, and I drove in December from Iowa back to Lafayette with the top down. And I got to tell you, it wasn't great. It wasn't nice. So that Iowa, the wind chill up there, brutal. We don't have that here. You'll never feel cold like that here. You just won't. It's that the part of the country that's the coldest. I don't think it's I think like Denver's cold. I think like upstate New York is cold, but middle America, where there's no trees and nothing to block the wind, and the wind just hits you. That's the worst.
Yeah, and see, and that's what it's like in Saskatchewan because it's all prairie. And when we were up there for Christmas, there was one time it was minus 25, and my father-in-law is asking me to help him do stuff outside. And I'm like, okay, no. Okay, yeah, I'll do it because I'm trying to stay in the will, and that's a big thing there. But yeah, I wound up getting out there, and I literally my hands were so frozen I could not feel them. Yeah. By the time I got back in his truck, I just stuck him in front of the heater, and it took 20 minutes before I could actually use my hands again. The texter says, humidity makes cold colder and hot hotter. Trust me, I'm a teacher. I teach the concept.
Oh, well.
Well, then I'll take your word for it.
Well, if you're a teacher.
Hey, I have a lot of friends who are teachers, and they teach a lot of concepts that I disagree with.
Lamont says, I may need to be careful because I live in northern Houston. Is it colder up north, as they would say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spring Woodlands area, that's where the...
Yeah, that'll be colder than, say, where we are here in Webster.
Oh, Lord.
And colder than it'll be in downtown.
I'm never going to make
it. But not as cold as it'll be in Huntsville.
I'm never going to make it.
I think you'll survive. What's the show you're going to?
The Brothers Osborne, which is a country band, but my buddy runs sound for them, so he... I don't get to see him very often. A guy I went to school with.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So he used to do that metal band. And then for a while he did, I forget the other country guy that he worked with, really handsome guy. Brett Eldridge was his name. Mm. And then he said that he didn't like working with that guy. And then he got on with these dudes, and they're pretty cool guys. I went and saw him last year sometime and had a good time with him. So going to go tonight and – have a couple beers and hang out backstage like a big star.
That's cool. That's that baller life.
Unfortunately, they don't have like a bunch of blow and stuff laying around like you would expect backstage at a show. Like,
that's too bad.
No,
it's disappointing.
It's mostly just beer.
Oh well.
So, but that's all right. That's what we'll roll with tonight.
713 asks a fair question before you get to your live read here. If you were making so much money and couldn't spend it, why wouldn't you buy a one-way plane ticket instead of ride a Greyhound bus?
I lived in Lafayette, Louisiana. It wasn't exactly easy to get in and out of via airplane. There were no direct flights from Lafayette to Des Moines. I lived here...
Well, I don't even know if there's direct flights from New Orleans. You'd probably have to fly through Dallas
or
someplace.
If I lived here, that would have been the way to go. But I don't know. I mean,
buy a prop plane.
And yeah,
fly that thing.
I was just saying, like, you know, I was thinking, you know, I had 2 weeks off. What else am I going to do? You know, I got nothing.
Sounds
going
like
on.
A fun trip. See America.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'd go through some states I'd never been through, and
never want to be through again.
They all suck.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, it was what it was.
All right. Reminder: we are at Saloon Door Breweries. Come on out and hang out with us tonight. If you hang out tonight, then come back for the game tomorrow. You're going to get your first beer free.
Your first beer free tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't come here and get it today.
No free beer today.
And then say, oh, well, I'll be here tomorrow. Really? No, that doesn't work.
Damn.
So
okay. I was going to try to fool them.
And we've got great stuff here from Tent World. We've got gift cards that we're going to give out. We have tickets to a certain game we're going to give out. And we got a fun show planned. So get your butts out here.
Is it the Lions-Seahawks game?
It is not that one.
Okay.
It is one
is
that –
Is it Giants-Packers?
No. There's one more.
Steelers-Dolphins.
Not that one either. This one is in driving distance and not to Iowa.
Is it Bama Clemson?
No.
Okay.
I know I got your hopes up.
I'm out of guesses. All right, guys. Got to tell you, now's the time to save big money on cleaning your carpets, air ducts, your tiles, the upholstery in your house with dirt-free carpet. Right now, they'll clean a free room with any purchase. That means you pay to get one room cleaned, and they'll clean the second one absolutely free. Call Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-347-8373, dirt-free carpet. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE.
That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Tell them you heard about it right here and get one room of carpet clean for free with any purchase. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. And we won't be taking any calls today, but if we did take calls, you would be on the HR&P listener line. Doesn't mean you can't listen. Doesn't mean you can't be all about HR&P. But, yeah, it's just always a mess when we try to take calls on road shows.
Yeah.
And so we've made the conscious decision not to do it. That Yahoo Finance story is just hilarious. Somebody's fired over that, right?
What?
It has to be, right?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about, Fred. What are you mentioning?
Oh, I'm watching the highlights from the hockey again. That was pretty awesome, too. I went after the show last night, I went to one of the local bars downtown and sat and watched.
The hockey bar?
No, it was nuts.
Crazy for you?
Well, and so we went down to coaches and just happened to get the two best seats right in the middle and put the hockey on the big TV and had the Rockets next to it, so I was able to sit there and watch both. So it was a perfect setup. That was exciting to watch, man. That was it wasn't their best game for either team. I think part of that is playing back to back after those semifinals. I don't know why the hell they do that, but you want to talk about high drama going to a
shootout.
They're
19.
Yeah, they are, but that's a lot to ask on that kind of stage because that's a big deal in freaking Canada. And that and the Rockets, one thing I have to say about the Rockets is that's a game they lose last year.
I agree.
When they blow that lead, that's a game they lose. And they've done a lot better at that this year.
They were super resilient. They played awful for about the first 8 minutes of the game. I mean, it looked like it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
James Harden looked like he was just going to have a miserable night, and no one could stop Russ Westbrook, which that trend continued throughout the night. Russ Westbrook played.
Yeah, he stopped himself at the end, basically. But
he played at a ridiculous level.
He was okay last night.
Yeah, he was okay. He had a pretty decent night.
Yeah.
So on a night where he scores 49 points, the Rockets blow an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter, that's a game they would lose. I mean, there's no doubt they would lose that game last year. And I got to give credit where it's due. They're a more resilient. They're a tougher team than they have been. I will say that was an impressive win last night. Although, I'll also say that game should have gone to overtime because that block at the end of the game, that's a clean block. That's ball, then body after the ball. That doesn't get called. That's not an NBA call. But it got called. Nene hits his free throws. They win the game. If I were Nene, I would have missed that second free throw. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking there either.
But I wouldn't have even given those guys a chance. But as it stands, the Rockets get a big win, and you know that's a legitimately realistic possibility for a first round playoff matchup. Those two teams.
Yeah.
And I for one would love to see it. I'd love to see seven games of that. Because their game in Oklahoma City came down to the wire, too. I mean, they've had some really good games. Those teams are fairly evenly matched, and I enjoy watching them.
They both have one great player and a lot of nice parts that fit around those guys.
Yeah.
And that's
the Rockets.
That would be a hell of a good first-round
The Rockets series. Have better parts on the wings, and the Thunder have better parts down low. And, I mean, it makes for an interesting matchup to me. I enjoyed that game.
I tell you, the Rockets are a lot more fun to watch this year. They really
are.
And that's we're saying nice things about the Rockets. Can you believe that?
Yep.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
It's easy for me to say nice things when someone says, see, told you they're just as good as the Warriors. When that happens after the game, it makes me not want to say nice things.
Yeah, I agree.
But no one said anything crazy last night. I mean, people were reasonable. And it was a good win.
Yeah, I think there's no way you weren't happy about the way that game ended. You weren't happy about blowing the 18-point lead, but they've done that. And the way they play, they're going to have games like that.
Yeah.
But they pulled it out at the end. It's fun to watch. You know, it's one out of 82, but the games against teams like this that are in your peer group are more important.
Yeah.
They really are.
And there's not even really a way you can knock them for letting Russ score 50 on them because
well, he's been doing that.
That's what he does. Yeah. So, you know, the game –
it was 49.
49, sorry.
Let's be fair.
The defense for both those teams is going to – they're going to have their struggles, and they did last night, particularly early on. So, but it was a fun game.
Well, I now I'm going to throw water on it for you. Your buddy Sam Omick from USA Today, who we talked about yesterday.
Uh-huh. What did he say yesterday?
Well, we're talking about the Harden and Westbrook thing. He was one of those guys that was pro-Harden.
Oh, okay.
Can I tell you the headline on his story from today?
Sure.
Because this one's going to make your head explode. Rockets ready to challenge Warriors and Spurs for West supremacy.
Oh, Christ. Okay. Well, Rockets fan is somewhat reasonable. This guy, on the other hand, not as reasonable. But this is the thing. It's tough to find a balance between enjoying a team and tempering your expectations for what they are in the grand scheme. You know what I mean? Like, I like watching the Rockets play. I haven't watched a game of theirs this year where I've been bored. I mean, they're a fun
There were some last year where I was like,
oh, it was plenty.
You get to the second quarter, you're like, I'm not watching.
They're a very watchable, they're a very TV-friendly product. But I'm still not at a spot where I'm like, yeah, they're right there with Golden State. They're right there with San Antonio. I just don't see it. I think they're not good enough defensively, and also I'm just kind of jaded to the Mike D'Antoni thing.
Yeah,
show me where he's won it all before.
That's going to be hard for me to erase, and they're going to have. That's when we get to the postseason. They're going to have to do something I'm not expecting them to do. But just a couple of little tidbits from his story. Says it can't be a coincidence the Rockets are now 17-2 since beating the Warriors in Oakland in the first of four meetings. They beat the Spurs in San Antonio. Of course, they also lost to them twice here. They don't play the Spurs again until March 6th, but they do have the Warriors on January 20th. So, we'll see. To me, got to beat those teams more than once if you want to be in that conversation.
Yeah.
So, they've beaten them both once. See what happens.
That's nice.
But even then, it's still regular season. And
the team is considerably better than it was last year.
I'm not ready to put it in there.
I'm not. I still think there's really a top one. And if you have to expand it, you can expand it to a top two. I just don't think the Rockets are quite in that group yet, although they're pulling away from the rest of the pack.
Yeah, they are.
They're a lot closer to that Golden State San Antonio group than they are, you know, the bottom half
of the
Western Conference playoffs. So, yeah, it's very respectable. I think people are now starting to take the Warriors for granted, and maybe because they lost that series to the Cavs, people are seeing some chinks in the armor. That team is still very ridiculously good.
Let's not forget they're working in a new player still, too. That always takes
some time.
They're
only going to get better.
And they still have the best record in the league. So, Jaime says, listen to the app while picking up groceries so the family has to go out in this weather. Good for you. Then get back home. Unless you're out here, in which case you need to come here and drink because this beer is really good. And it goes well with cold weather. Sed is stuck in Miami until Sunday because of the shooting at Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, until Sunday?
Yeah.
What?
Says he needs some Blitz love. That.
You know what I'd do? I'd take a Greyhound bus. Just throwing that out there. That's an option.
You go jump on that train. It'll get you back here eventually. That'll take like a week.
Yeah.
Is that a friend of mine that took the train across country and it was like a week and a half? It was something ridiculous. But, I haven't seen all the details from that yet, but there's just a lot of idiots out there. And
there's a lot of stupid people out there.
There are. Well, you know what would – I don't even want to get into that. I do want to tell you, it just makes me want to drink.
And there you go.
Fortunately, I have beer out here, and you know what I have at home? Whitmire's. And if you have not tried their great products yet, you need to, and there's a lot of great ways to do it. You'll find a lot of them in your liquor stores. You can get the Space City Vodka. You can get the Texas Whiskey. You get the Peach Whiskey. I'll give away one of my secrets, but they have the single barrel now at the Specs downtown. So you can go and get that. All of those are fine. The best thing to do, go check out the brewery. It's such a great setup, and they're open right now till 9 o'clock, Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9, Saturdays noon until 6. You can try all their products out there. You can buy a bottle while you're out there as well. Take it home with you and enjoy it like I'm going to do tonight. And you know, the thing about these guys, their products are great, but if you go to that bar and lounge of theirs, you can have a good time. It's just like any other bar and lounge, except it's all Whitmire's, and it's fantastic. And if you want to have a private event, you want to have a party, maybe you got some people coming in out of town, you want to impress them, book it for a private event. You can do that. Or go book a tour and do the tour on Saturday, man. That way you get to try all the products, find the one you like the best, and then you can buy one and you get a chance to see how everything's made. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery. It's run by Blitzers. It's run by veterans, kind of people you want to do business with. You will love their products, I promise you. I love them. Give them a try. 16711 Hollister or go to Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Alabama Clemson, college football's national championship game, 7 p.m. Monday on ESPN 97.5.
We are back on the Blitz. Apparently, we're scaring little kids, which is something we're good at.
That's a long time tradition with you.
Well, yeah.
Children are terrified. You're like the troll under the bridge.
Except I'm not under the bridge. I'm just a...
You're on top of, like, just out amongst the public. It's even more terrifying.
It is, and it scares people.
You're like a troll who doesn't know his place under the bridge.
See, they have all the games next to us, and she wanted to play one of the games, but she was scared to come over here. So, but I want to do a quick shout-out to Missy's Meals because they've got the food out here. And she brought us a little bit of everything. The cheesy corn and bacon dip. I'm going to give a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Pulled pork quesadilla, the brisket grilled cheese is going to get a 5 thumbs up from me.
Ooh, 5 thumbs.
Yes.
Okay.
Buffalo chicken wrap, brisket nachos, just all the stuff is terrific. So come by and check them out and get some food while you're here to go with your beer. If you made the mistake of eating before you came out here, shame on you. You missed out. 713-780-ESP is your number if you want to get in. A couple little coaching things. And I don't know if this was ever really the story that – it's one of these media things that drives me nuts. All these rumors about, oh, Sean Payton may be available in a trade and Sean Payton may be leaving the Saints. And then the story comes out and goes, well, Sean Payton is going to remain with the Saints for now. So I'm like, well, how is that news if he winds up not leaving? I mean, I never thought he was going anywhere. Did you?
I didn't think so.
Because whoever would – get him would have to trade for him, and they'd have to give up a pick, and none of these teams have quarterbacks, really. And it just didn't make any sense. It's just one of those things that people start speculating, and the next thing you know, it turns into a
wildfire.
Yeah. And Chuck Pagano is officially remaining with the Colts. So is Ryan Grigson.
Good news for Texans fans.
Absolutely.
The Colts will continue to suck in 2017. So, Texans fans, the door is open. Should be able to win this division with 8 or 9 wins next year.
Maybe. It depends on who the Jaguars hire, because I think that team could easily be a lot better next year. And the Titans have already taken a pretty good step and have another high draft pick. So
that's true.
I don't know that – I think the whole division next year is going to look a lot different. But, you know, that's why you better win this playoff game while you have it now, while you have your chance to go in and beat the Raiders. You better take your shot because
you have your chance to win one playoff game and get smoked by the Patriots. You better take it because those opportunities don't come around that often.
Well, but look at it this way. How many teams are actually going to get a chance to get smoked by the Patriots this year in the playoffs?
At least two.
Right. Probably three.
Probably three, yeah.
So you get to be one of those three teams.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
That is pretty cool.
That would be like, you know, you getting – your butt whipped by Anderson Silva.
It is kind of like you're, you know, like when you take your kids to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and you show them all Tom Brady's great successes. Everybody on this Texans roster can point to his plaque and say, you know what? I helped make that guy what he is today.
Absolutely.
I helped make him a legend.
Started with Letterman jackets.
Yeah.
And it ended with a divisional round game in Foxborough.
It ended with Jacoby Brissett beheading us.
Yeah, imagine how bad it's going to be with Brady. But They got to get by this game first, and honestly, the closer we get to it, they really don't have an excuse in this game. I mean, they got it at home. The Raiders are so – everything they do is so tied into Derek Carr. I hate to admit it, but I'm pretty confident the Texans are going to win the football game.
Yeah.
And
I think I'm that way too.
That's a bad sign because usually we'll go in and say, I think they might win, but it's the Texans. I don't trust them. No, I'm pretty sure they're going to win this football game.
Yeah.
And –
I mean, I wouldn't bet on it.
No. I tell you what I would bet on. Well, we'll save that for 5 o'clock. I'll throw it out there now.
Okay.
Under 37.
That's mine, too.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about if somebody scores 16 points, I'd be pretty surprised.
Yeah, well, for it to be 37, it would have to be 20-17.
That's what they think the game is.
Yeah, do you see that?
20-17 would mean you probably saw 4 touchdowns in the game. I can't picture a scenario where that happens.
No.
Maybe, but it seems very unlikely.
Having said that, now it'll be 45-38 or some goofy score. But I just can't see it with those quarterbacks.
If that happens, there will be 9 defensive touchdowns scored.
No, 7 defensive touchdowns and 2 special teams touchdowns.
Okay.
Come on. Don't dismiss the special teams.
Sorry.
Travis asked who was
special teams lives matter.
Exactly. Travis asked who was the last coach to be traded. The last one I remember was John Gruden.
Yeah. It's the only one I recall.
I'm sure there's been one since then, but that's the last one I remember. And there's talks every year of some guy getting traded, and they never are. 713-780-ESPN. He wants to know, is there any way the Texans can waive their offensive right on Saturday and just play defense all game? That's the water boy strategy.
Yeah.
Where you just take a knee and hope your defense wins. And then said, just notice the Houston weather. Maybe Miami for 2 more nights is not so bad. Yeah, and Sen's from Michigan, so he knows this cold weather stuff. Just stay in Miami. Enjoy it. It's warm there. A lot of people ask, do you have any Golden Globe predictions?
No.
No.
I'll just go with no. I did find myself today, because my wife's car doesn't have satellite radio in it, which after driving around in it for 2 hours, that's high on the list of things I'm going to have to remedy. The radio scene in our city, like, if you want to listen to music, is a sad, sad place.
Oh, it's brutal.
There's not one station in town that plays, like, modern rock. And the other station I kind of liked was that Boom 92. I go flip it on today, it's gone. It
really?
Doesn't exist anymore.
What the hell happened?
It's now Radio Now, which I don't even know what the hell it plays, but it's not classic hip-hop. So I don't know what they're doing around here. And I asked on Twitter if there's like a station in town that actually plays like today's rock and roll. And pretty much across the board, nope. Oh, it flipped to top 40.
We don't have enough of those.
Yeah, there's not enough Taylor Swift on our radio dials.
Jeez, we don't have enough of those.
I mean, it's severely lacking in that. But there was a couple people saying, oh, check out The Buzz, which I know The Buzz. The Buzz is not a modern rock station. The Buzz plays like Linkin Park from 2002 and the Beastie Boys. Which, I mean, they've got dead members now, and that's playing on a modern rock station. And then they play 21 Pilots, which I don't care what anyone says, that is not rock and roll. So, to me, they're disqualified as I don't know what they are.
They're probably
they're not a modern rock station.
No, they're the best of what we got, which is pretty embarrassing.
I won't argue that.
And
I gave them a lot of chance today. I was like, man, I kept trying to listen, mate. But I got 21 Pilots. I got Hozier.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
On a rock station, I'm hearing Take Me to Church. Come on. Come on.
Here's the really sad thing is Beaumont has a better rock station than us. That Big Dog is really good.
Someone said check out Big Dog.
But you can't pick
it
up.
I tried, and I think it's like an Indian station here.
Yeah, it is.
So.
You can pick it up till about Baytown.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I haven't tried being down here.
It's like an Indian station. They're playing like Bollywood music, so
was, so, wasn't
Wasn't really my thing either. Wasn't my thing.
See, that's what needs to happen the next time we buy another station.
It needs to be a rock station.
We need to make it into a rock station.
I feel like I need to program it.
I think we'll have to talk to Mr. Gal about that.
And the Buzz has kind of the same problem that 101X had in Austin, which 101X, by the way, was the closest thing they had to like a modern rock station when I was in Austin. But they just refused. Like, they would play Faith No More and the Toadies. And it's like, at some point, that's no longer today's hits. Like, let's move on. If a song was released like pre-2010 even, let's just cut that out of the category and let's go with more updated stuff. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't find it. And then someone said the Eagle, and I tried to listen to that for a little while, and there are so many commercials on the Eagle.
Well, here's my other problem with that. Those songs were oldies when I was a kid that they play on the Eagle. For the most part, it's the same songs that I was hearing on oldie stations when I was 15 years old.
But that's classic rock. I mean, I guess I think that's, you know, maybe that's how it's supposed to be. But if you're going to be like the station that, and I would think the Buzz is the same, I would guess their demo is sort of the same as ours. Like, they're looking for that 18 to 45 male audience. Like, maybe try playing music that 18-year-olds, you know exists.
Where it really hit me.
It makes me feel old is what it does.
Is when we do our yearly trip up north, there's a rock station in Swift Current, Saskatchewan, population 23,000 people, that is light years better than anything in the city.
Man.
It's exactly what we're talking about. It's like 101 used to be.
Could they get you a job there?
Yeah, they could. They'd probably make about $5 an hour.
Yeah. Well,
I think I'll pass on that.
I was going to say, maybe you could go up there, run that station, and we could simulcast it on 1560.
It's a good plan.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm on to something.
I think. That's an idea.
I'm on to something.
I don't want to live there, though. It's colder there than it is here.
That's your people.
No, they're my people.
Look, you have this jacket. You're ready.
What's wrong with my jacket?
Nothing. You're prepared for cold
it's
weather.
It's not that warm. It's just a jacket.
Wow.
Up there, you've got to have like five layers of clothes.
And gloves.
Yeah, gloves.
Do you have, like, winter gloves?
Yeah, I never use them except when we travel.
But you have them.
Yeah, I have them. I don't want to have to wear them
more
than...
Do you have insulated boots?
Yes.
See?
I do. That has nothing to do... I'm not wearing them.
Yeah, but you've got them.
Maybe I should be. All right, I'll tell you what you should be doing. If you've got a car payment,
you should slash it.
And you know where to go to do that, slashmypayments.com. And, guys, this is such a great service because bottom line is they can cut what you're paying as long as you have the credit for it. And you're going to basically get back money that the car dealers are getting now. Remember when they told you, I got a great deal for you, I'm going to lower the price? Well, they just tacked it into your loan and marked the rate up, sometimes 2 or 3 points over what you really qualify for. That's money that should be in your pocket, not in the pocket of some car dealer. So go to slashmypayments.com and let the great team over at Ignition Financial fix that for you, and it doesn't cost you a dime.
Nope, it's free to do. And Taylor, he texted me today. He said one of our listeners, he dropped from a 9.85 to a 3.14 just today. $103 savings on his payments every month. $103 a month. I mean, if you've got a bad rate now, if you've got a good rate, I had a good rate on my car. I got it changed. I'm still saving almost a grand over the life of the loan. But $100 a month, I mean, you're talking about over a grand a year for the life of your loan. You can't beat that. Refinance your current auto loan at slashmypayments.com. It's a simple and easy process. It takes just a couple minutes. Go to the website. Enter our promo code BLITZ at the top of the application with approved credit. Other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
This is actually John Lee here, and I'm here to tell you that I'm back at the studio, and I'm brought to you by The Glass Doctor. Call The Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133, or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains. Now back to Saloon Door Brewing in Webster with Fred and AJ.
Boy, that was really good, John.
You're such a pro.
You're getting professional at this.
You chasing our jobs, bro?
I think
every single day.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
That would be a real kick in the glass.
That
was awful. I would think.
The good news is, Fred, if we get fired, you can do comedy. It's your calling.
No, that's not my calling. Good news is, if we get fired, I'll just go back to playing poker. I want to thank Billy from Serious Cigars. Brought me a couple of real nice cigars. And got some blitzers trickling in now. Roger, who's a regular, is here. Hot Dog Holly is here, the former finalist of
Is that what you call her, Hot Dog Holly?
Yes. She did a segment with Barry and Liebeschock where she talked about how much she liked eating hot dogs. So
really?
That nickname kind of stuck, at least with me.
You eat hot dogs?
At baseball games.
Whoa. So hot dogs are so gross to me. Like I am out on hot dogs. I just can't do it, and I don't know where you're getting that body eating a bunch of hot dogs either. I don't know what's going on there. I need to figure out that diet plan.
And I'll tell you what, it's maybe it's cocaine. That'd be my guess.
Could be.
Yeah. Lots of cocaine.
Hot dogs mixed with cocaine. That might be a viable option.
I may have to try that.
Might work.
I love these. We get one of these texts every time we talk about
anything.
Talk
sports.
Yeah. How about y'all stick to talking about what you're supposed to be talking about, sports?
How about you eat my balls?
Can you say that? I don't think you can say that.
Why?
I don't know. Jong, is that allowed?
Jong, did you let that go? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
To hell with that guy.
Then eat mine, too.
Yeah. Eat everybody's balls.
What the hell?
Ball eater.
This is where I have to explain that we don't have to talk about sports.
Yeah, man.
I mean, how many more times are we going to break down this thrilling offensive showdown tomorrow? I mean, how much more do you really want to hear about Brock Osweiler? What
talk sports?
Well, I think if Brock Osweiler goes out and completes 15 of 28 passes for 210 yards,
nope,
and one touchdown and two interceptions, the Texans will win the game 17-10.
Listen,
is that what you want?
We've been doing this for a long time. I have worked in this business for 13 years, Fred. You're at what, 10?
Yeah, I mean 10 now. And I've also been alive for 374 years on this planet.
Yeah. Fred is, I mean, in some cultures, Fred is considered a god because he just won't die. We've been doing this a long time. We have a good feel for what works. We have a good feel for a balance between sports and stuff, as we like to call it. And I got to tell you, if I had to sit here and talk sports every day like I was Rich Lord, I would kill myself. I would hate my whole life, and I just wouldn't do it. And we are fortunate enough to work at a company where they say, talk about what you want to talk about, and that's what we do. So if you don't like it, I'll go back to earlier. You can eat my balls.
Okay.
Fair?
Seems fair to me.
Okay.
But
as long as we're on the same page.
Yeah, I know.
You want more sports? You want more balls? I got some for you.
Okay. One or the other.
Edible balls.
This sounds like a new invention.
Could be.
Maybe you should talk to Beth about that and putting it in her shop. Edible balls.
I mean, I will tell you, I swear this is true. Since the first day I've been doing radio, we were getting calls from people telling me to talk more sports. And somehow I've managed a 13-year major market radio career talking about sports sometimes and talking about other stuff sometimes. I got this figured out, bro. I appreciate your text, but I got this.
I don't know. Who wants to tune in to hear just sports anyway?
I say this all the time. If the only thing you care about is sports, you're a weird person. That's weird. Like, people have varying interests. If I said, what are your interests? And the only thing you can come up with is sports, man, you've got to get a life. That's a sad life if that's all you can come up with. Just sports. All I care about in my whole life, sports. Ugh. Can't even imagine.
You know, you're describing half the people that work in our building.
Not on our station.
No, not on our station.
But that's what.
Just saying.
And there's a market for that. There you is. Know? It's just this. Isn't, we're not the people. We're not the product for you.
All right. Well.
What were we talking about anyway that got him so riled up? Other radio stations.
Which, and I don't really listen to anything in town anymore since I've got satellites, so
yeah.
I just listen to satellite stuff. But if I was stuck in a car that didn't have it.
You'd have to figure something out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was listening to Pandora on my phone, but then I'm using the navigation, too, like to try to find the easiest way to get here. And then so you're rocking out, and then in the middle of it, it's like, take a right and exit, and I'm like, it kills your vibe,
it kills the buzz. It really
does.
Yeah,
you're trying to rock out, and then it's telling you to, don't forget your exit, dummy.
Although my GPS just started, it just went out when I got down to NASA Road Parkway. It just went out and started, it just kept saying rerouting, and it's like I vaguely remembered how to get here.
Oh, boy.
But it never came back. I finally took one wrong turn, but otherwise I found it. I
mean, at least you made it.
All right. I'm going to tell you about my friends at MyBookie.
If I only care about sports, and I feel like I need to spend every discretionary dollar I have on betting on sports, where would you send me?
I would send you to MyBookie, of course, MyBookie.lv. And guess what? If you join up, they're going to give you 50% up to $3,000 as a sign-up bonus. If you want to get in on these games, if you think that the Texans are going to score and that it's going to go over 37, and you feel so strongly about that you have to get the bet in, go to MyBookie. You can get in there right now. You get that 50% deposit bonus. And the cool thing is they pay. As a matter of fact, they cashed out the other day after a nice score, and they pay fast. And I've dealt with so many of these other websites that, frankly, it's impossible to get your money back out of them. It's not the case with MyBookie. And those no-hassle payouts when you win. Right now, if you join MyBookie, they're going to match your deposit with a 50% bonus. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Get in on the action this weekend. There's not a lot of games left to bet on, so if you're going to do it, now is the time to jump right in. Visit MyBookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Time to ditch your bookie. You got to check out MyBookie. That's MyBookie.com.